Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Social media influencers, including government-sponsored ones, are playing a role in the war between Russia and Ukraine. We're joined by Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, thanks for joining us today. I think back to January of 1991. I'm 10 years old. I am watching the start of the Gulf War on CNN as bombs rain down on Baghdad through night vision cameras. And now you're watching the war in Ukraine unfold via posts to social media from people who are on balconies in Kyiv taking pictures of anti-aircraft missiles downing projectiles over the skies of Kyiv and then uploading it to social media. It just goes to show you that this makes the world smaller and smaller and smaller by the decade.
It really does. And what a different world when it comes to media and information since 1991. And when you can verify the veracity of the information, and I'm thinking about the Arab Spring, and in this case, this conflict between Russia and Ukraine, this is what social media was designed for, to provide that transparency and to provide that user-generated content to give us insights we otherwise might not have had. With that said, however, and here comes the big caveat, they're calling this the TikTok war. And the old saying is that the truth is the first casualty of war, and it is no different this time around. We're just talking about relatively new platforms that both sides, let's face it, are trying to exploit. But propaganda and information has always been a part of war, and that concept of the fog of war, which is another old saying, is no different here with social media. So those folks who are doing some deep dives into content, are pointing out there is a lot of disinformation on platforms like TikTok. It's rampant. And then you've got, the Russian traditional media in there trying to influence as well. And the bottom line is information and the veracity of it is very complex.
The amazing thing, and this was last Thursday, or last Wednesday night, before the invasion began, you were finding out things on TikTok from Russian soldiers who were on the border ready to go, posting information about we're lined up, we're ready to go. Google Maps was showing a traffic jam from cars stopped waiting for convoys to go by that were heading toward the border. All of this stuff being announced on easily publicly accessible online platforms. This is the type of information that companies used to have an entire group of spies to try to get. It's available now for all to see.
Yeah, companies, nothing. How about national governments and espionage and spy agencies? Obviously, some of this may well be orchestrated. If I'm in the Russian government and am I telling my guys on the front lines, hey, put a little of this on social media. Let's know that we are locked and loaded, baby. We are ready to go. Or do these guys turn around and get in trouble for violating, for putting classified information out there? The whole, the world is a stage, and this entire conflict is being managed and in some cases not managed on social media. You have to question the veracity of the information you're seeing in a TikTok video. How credible are influencers? What does the Chinese Communist Party have to say about misinformation going on TikTok? A lot of the mainstream, more traditional main, if that's a phrase in social media these days, like Facebook and Twitter, are trying to exercise some editorial control over what's being posted. TikTok, not so much. So again, the veracity of that information, the ultimate purpose behind it, how opinions and views are trying to be swayed. People who look at this stuff, I think, have amazing access to things we wouldn't have otherwise seen. And let's face it, the mainstream media is using some of this content, too. But by the same token, you also have to view it in the context in which it's being created and shared.
Thanks for joining us. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. Find him on Twitter at Tom.